Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Legislation ensuring the mandatory open disclosure of adverse incidents during the care of patients passed a major milestone in the Dáil this week. The Patient Safety Bill, which was introduced in the wake of the cervical check controversy, is seen as a major step forward in terms of transparency for patients. On Wednesday evening, the Dáil agreed on amendments and the proposed legislation will now go forward for further scrutiny in the Seanad. But does it need to go further to protect patient safety? Dr. Gabriel Scally was author of the Scally Review on Cervical Check, and he joins me now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
Thank you very much for joining me this morning. So the development has been broadly welcomed, Gabriel, but what's your own take on it, your own reaction?
Well, I'm very, very pleased that the clause has been bolted onto the bill about cancer screening and openness there. In general, the bill is a move forward, that's for sure, but it is really a very complex piece of legislation. And on the face of the bill, the instances when there will be open disclosure are really very limited. And I think something like 12 out of the 13 incidents are when a patient has actually died. And I know the minister can add other instances when open disclosure should apply to the bill, but to that list of incidents. But at the moment, it's really quite narrow. I think there is a need for a real reform of the system. I think that's the point. One of my recommendations, a very clear recommendation, was that there should be a duty of candor on all healthcare professionals, and that is that a healthcare professional should tell the truth to patients, and particularly when something goes wrong, they should tell the truth to patients. That hasn't been implemented, and I really think it should be. The government accepted that recommendation, but there's no sign of it coming forward yet. But some of the legislation in place, there is a real opportunity, I think, with this Patient Safety Bill to improve the whole system. Now, one of the things that really concerns me, and I wrote about this back in 2019, about and I think Ireland probably is the only country in Europe that actually has in legislation a ban on patients making a complaint. The legislation says a patient is not entitled to make a complaint about clinical care, a clinical judgment of doctors or nurses who are frustrating.
Can I just stop you there, Gabriel?
Just amazing.
I just want to read that out from the Health Act 2004. This is section 48. It says a person is not entitled to make a complaint about this, a matter relating solely to the exercise of clinical judgment by a person acting on behalf of either the HSE or a service provider. And that in effect means that you cannot complain about your care while you're receiving that care. Is that right?
That's right. You can complain about the length of time you might have to wait. You can complain if your room is dirty or if something else goes wrong. But if it's about the clinical care, you're actually banned. And that ban is carried through, that legal ban is carried through into the HSE complaints procedure. And it's not just, you know, it's quite, the wording is really quite brutal. It says a person is not entitled to make a complaint. Imagine that. A person, they're healthy. And we know that 1 in 10 patients, this is what the research shows us, if when they go to hospital, 1 in 10 patients, there will be some clinical error made. Now, it may be a minor one, that has no effect whatsoever, but some of them are very serious. But patients want to, and I've said this repeatedly, when things go wrong, patients want 3 things. They want to know the truth. They would like someone, if there was a problem and an error, they'd like someone who was involved and who means it to say sorry, and they'd like to know that it doesn't happen to anyone else. And you can't do that unless you have a system that lets people raise their concerns and deals with them appropriately and openly and honestly.
So as the situation currently stands, if a patient wants to complain about their clinical care, they have to go to the professional bodies to do it. Is that right?
That's pretty much it. Of course, the other route, and unfortunately it's the route that people have had to take, is to go to law. And that's one of my other concerns, that these errors end up in the hands of the lawyers and the courts. And well, there are real problems with that. We know it takes a lot of time. It's a hugely expensive, highly traumatic, as the women and the families who've been through the cervical check debacle know. And also, it doesn't really give people what they want, the truth. And also, there's a denial of justice there because it's really expensive to do that. And that's what the women and the families found in the cervical check.
And I'm sure it could be argued that the reason that this situation is as it is because of fear of legal action and consequent payouts. But you're saying that you would reduce the amount of legal action that people felt compelled to take and payouts resulting from that legal action.
Oh, absolutely. If you can do these three things that I said for people, give them an opportunity to complain and find out the truth about what went on, apologise, and convince them that it won't happen, that there will be action to make sure it doesn't happen to other people, the number of complaints that will end up in the legal system will diminish dramatically. But we also need to talk about no-fault compensation, that when something really does go wrong, there's another mechanism to compensate people for any harm that are being caused that doesn't have to go through the gladiatorial processes of the courts, because not all patients are up to doing that. I just know that from my work on cervical check, so many of those women didn't want to have anything to do with the system because they had no faith and no trust, and they didn't have the personal resources, financial or emotional, to deal with that. We need a more humane system. I've talked about the importance of grace and compassion, and that's what's missing.
And you've spoken to TDs about this numerous times, haven't you?
I have, and I talked to, when I did my final report in the autumn, I talked to the health spokespeople for most of the political parties together, and we have talked about this. And I wait some political movement there, because it is with the politicians, and it's with the people as well. In this day and age, telling people that you and have it in law that a person is not permitted to complain about their clinical care is just outrageous.
And just to be clear, the patient safety bill, which we're discussing because it went through the Dáil this week, this does not address this issue. It's separate. It's different.
Oh, it is different. It is different. And it's quite a complex system, and it's designed at the moment to deal only with those cases that are of the utmost seriousness, in which death has resulted, and that's a really tiny percentage. It's great that the amendment has been accepted to the bill to give some open transparency around cancer screening, but that's a really small part of the overall health service. And I think we need real movement across the health service to really change this. It's completely outmoded, antiquated, and it's grossly unfair.
Mm-hmm. And you've direct experience of how this works in the UK in your running of clinical complaints systems there. Just give us a brief overview, Gabriel, of what it looks like.
Well, I think what you need, most complaints are very easily sorted out, and they can be misunderstandings, or there can be a problem there. But unless you've got a mechanism at a local level where people are asked, do you have any problems? Come to us with your problems, because we want to learn. The health service needs to learn from things going wrong. And they're best dealt with at a local level, at the local hospital or wherever, that investigates a complaint and talks to the person, tells them what happened, asks them, are they satisfied and happy? And there has to be an appeal mechanism to a higher group, and that's where I used to come into running that system of reviewing clinical complaints where the patient wasn't sure that they had been dealt with fairly, and all the way up to an ombudsman system in Parliament, where at the end of the day, the person feels that they can go through all those processes but without having to go through the law and end up in the High Court, just to find out the truth about what happened to them.
We put these points to the Department of Health here, and they say extensive work is being carried out in examining the existing complaints system in the Irish health sector and designing a new updated system, including considering underpinning legislative change that might be required. They go on to say the Minister noted the need to progress this work in his comments to the Dáil during the week during the passage of the Patient Safety Bill. He's offered to engage further with the Health Committee on this important issue. Dr. Gabriel Scally, thank you for joining us this morning on the programme.